En yedas mafilo. She's not sure, nor she knew a piece of meat came out. She once looked at it fast, and it didn't have any tzura, so she knows it's not a real vlad. But to look what color it was, it got lost. She can't tell what color it came out. So Rabbi Yechon learns that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. He talked a few tests. That what? Rabbi Yehuda holds zil basa roiv chatichas. Go basa roiv chatichas. Roiv chatichas shel abba mina damim heaven. That most pieces of meat that comes out of the body of the isha must probably have the color of dam to it. And therefore, Yehuda says that minasotik we say she's tummy. We don't know for sure the go basa roiv we say she's tummy. For Rabbanan savri no zil basa roiv chatichas. I don't say go basa roiv chatichas. So, why? Because it could be that's 50-50. Maybe the chtich looked like something else. So kids, on this type of a rev that Yehuda says that she's tomei, that the Yehuda meant to say, don't think he means it's vade tomei. No, this rev is not vade tomei. This rev is only a suffix tomei. When do we say it's a vade tomei? Only Reb Yehuda's three revs he started off with today. But this last rev here, Mashmi also agrees, it's a little of a rev, but it's not 100% good rev. Mechatesi, the chaticha was red, it could be it wasn't red. So it's a type of a rev, so therefore make it into a suffix, but not into a vadai tum. It's not like a good 90% suffix, it's a little bit less. Therefore it remains a suffix. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, I had a few tests. It says, Chamisha domim. There are five different colors of blood, tamei and visha. If an isha sees it, she becomes an ida. Hodom, the first one is red. Vihashokhor, that's black. Or kikroin karkum, that's like the bright leaves of a karkum, a saccharin or leaf. These are red leaves. Or kimeimei adoma, and like the water of type of clay. Rashi said the Gemara will explain, the Bosum explain it. It's like red clay with soaking in water, how the water looks. Or kumazuk, and like diluted red wine, that's also considered a color that should be tummy. Even though it's a little bit lighter, like it's diluted, it's not pure wine, still it's enough red, it should be tummy. Beishamay says, Afkumei me tilsin, even if she sees something that looks like the water of tilsin, this type of a leaf of a vegetable, it's also something red, that redness, and also kumei me bosetzli, or else the way the juice, the gravy, comes out of roasted meat, the way it looks red, that's also considered a color that should become a tummy from. Obey Silva Matarim, still holds no, these last two colors is still Torah. His bill still only holds from the first Chamisha Domim, and not these last two, not these Kimeme Tulsin, or Kimeme Bosetzlin. No, the gravy comes out of our roasted meat. Now, Hayorik, what's going to be the luck of green? Hayorik, that's Akiva. Akavya bem halal el matami. He holds that's also a color as tummy. The dam is tummy. The chachomim matam. The chachomim say no. Green is tor. It's not one of the damim. It's not one of the colors that nisha becomes tummy from. Omer Rabbi Meir. Meir says like this. Imeinu matami mishum kesim. If there's green, like even if you want to say it's not tummy mishum kesim, you should know still tummy mishum mashkel. How's the tumas mashkel on it? Mishum mashkel liquid. Mean to say it's still called the mashka, there will be mekabutoma or will be machshle kabutoma. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does Reb Meir mean to say. Reb Yosi says no loikach loikach. No yorik blood that looks green does nothing. It's not metama the isha and it doesn't have a loch of mashka. It will not be mekabutoma either. Now the Mishnah explains it. Ezeu odom, what's called the red? What's called the real red? That's kedam hamakar. That's like if you have a wound on your body and the real blood comes out, the way that blood looks, that's called real red. That's called red. That's the ikadam of anida. Shochur, black, that's a kicheris. Black kicheris, that's like I think like black, like a boot polish. Real black that they use. Or she says itmint. I think it's like a black polish. Omuk mikan, it's a little bit lighter than this. Omuk mikan is deeper, not even darker than that, then tomei. But deyim mikan is a little bit lighter than this idmerint, lighter than this type of a black called kicheris, then the dam is tor. Now, kukroim karkum, what does that mean to say? Kabor shaboy. These are like the leaves. Rashi says it means sheyesh olin berurin b'mara dmimis yaisa mechavreim. That this type of a karkum bush, this a kakarin bush, So it's some leaves are more brighter. So it means like the brighter leaves, the red and the brighter leaves, that mara is tummy. Or kumei mi adama, what is that? That's mi bikas, the base kerem. This place, if you have the clay that comes out of that dirt over there in the earth, so when you soak in the water, how the water looks, that dam, that redness is also a mara of dam. Or meitzef mayim, means to say what? You have this adama in a kli, and it's soaking on top, or meitzef mayim, there's water floating on top of it. So you look through the water, how it looks, that redness, that's called the mara of dam. Or kemozug, what does it mean to say yayin that's diluted? That means shnei chalokim mayim, we have 2/3 of it is water. The yechid yayin and 1/3 is wine. That color is also a dam to matamaha. Now min hayayin, the yechid yayin here, min hayayin ashruni, it has to be this wine that comes from the place shruni. That's real sharp wine. So that type of wine, if you use two thirds of that is water and 1/3 is wine, the way it looks, that color is also considered like a dam. The ma'is of the locha will see in the day of tomorrow, we're machmir. Yeah, right, now the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says about these 5 type of damim, the ma'is of the locha, we're machmir. Any type of blood that comes out of any stain that looks red, any type of red that it looks like, we say she's tummy. It's mikra din, there are a lot of different shades of red. And only these 5 shades of red are really tummy. The other ones we say is not damanid, it's other type of dam, not from the makor. But lamaisa, now we're machmir, anything that looks like red, we say is tummy. So Mishnah Gemara says like this. Minon, how do we know to say this? The ikor dam tor bishi, how do we know to say that certain colors that come out of ishi, she's tor? That dilma maybe, kol dam di yosemene tummy, maybe any dam. Loka nid, the Torah says, if dam comes out of her, she's tummy. So maybe no matter what color it looks like, she's tummy. How do you know to say a dafka has to be red and all the colors is Torah? So Maria says, Omer Rebbe Chomer Bar Yosef. Omer Rebbe Oishi. Omer Kvar, the Pasuk is like this. It says with the Pasuk of Zoki Mamre here, that says in the Pasuk, Ki Yifla Mimcho Dover La Mishpot Bein Dom Le Dom. If you have differences of opinions, about halachis, about dam and dam, or what does that mean to say? So Dashna means to say, Bein Dam Tor Le Dam Tomei. That there's a machlokes whether this dam is tummy or this dam is tor. So there the pasuk is talking about a pasha was lucky memory. That means best in kepaskin, this dam, this color is tummy, let's say. And then a zokin, somebody else comes down and paskin's the opposite. So he's called the zokin memory, he's chayv misa for that. That a pasuk, no, this dam is dam tor. So it's good, from this pasuk you see that there could be machlokes about bloods, that one color is tummy, one color is tor. It's the most elumayatu, so. When the pasuk also continues and says be neger le neger, between one neger and another neger, his hachanam, you also want to tell me be neger tom le neger tor, that whether the neger cells in the body come with saras, whether the neger is tomi or neger is tor, some more question v'chitei, maybe he also hachanam, he also means the same thing. Some more says no neger tor miku, there's no such thing as a neger tor, like the word neger, when you do have a neger, a spot of leprosy, let's say with no white spot on your body, so neger always means tummy. Like there's no neger on your body that you're tor on. So you can't tell me the pasuk says be neger la neger. It means between a neger that's tor and a neger that's tummy. Look, we're older than a goy in my tummy. Whereas v'chit tummy, maybe you answer me no. The pasuk says kuloi hofach lovin toru. There's a case where the whole body turned white. Let's say had a white spot over his whole body, not just some part of him, but all over his body. You want to tell me what toru is toru? So maybe that's called the nega that's tor. The Gemara says no. Who boyik mikri? That's not called the nega. That's called lashon of a boyhak, where it spreads over the whole body. There's a different halacha. So therefore, it's called the boyhak. It's not called the nega at all. So the pasuk says be nega and nega. It must mean both of them is tummy. Elo, what does the pasuk mean then? It means like this: be nega adam and nega batim or nega begodim. If you know the loch is between a neger on a bias, a neger on a person, a neger on a begodim, and it could be the kulam tameim, but all of them tak is tamei. It just means to say that you know the different halachas when you become tamei. So maybe hokanam here also, the pasuk says bein dam ledam, maybe also just means bein dam nida ledam ziva. Maybe just means say you have to know the difference between hilchas nida during the first 7 days, or hilchas ziva during the next 11 days, as you see 3 times in a row. But maybe Taka Bakulam Tamei, no matter what type of a dam she sees, maybe she's always tummy. So that's the question, how do we see even from this pasuk? Even though it says to know clear the differences between dam ladam, maybe it just means between dam nida and dam ziva, but both are not the exact same halacha. So Mar says, no, haimai was one of the other. Bishlei Mos, the Mishnah is good over there. Ika la fluge, binige odom, bepluktet rabbi yishuv rabbanon. It could be by negoyim, even though you want to say every neger is tamei, but still it applies to have the parasha of Zokim Amri. That is a machoikis and alochis about the negoyim, when it's tamei, when not. So it could be Bezdin Paskins one way, and now if one Zokim, one older person comes and Paskins the opposite way, he's called the Zokim Amri. So there's a machlokes over there, Rabbi Shua and the Rabbanan. The Tanan, they learn like this. What's going to be in by a Harris, Kedemlis, Seyelovin? Let's say a white spot comes upon your body before the hair there turns white, tummy. That's a good simon. That's called a nega with a white hair growing in it. Send your body tummy. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say, Vim Seyelovin, Kedemlis, Harris. Let's say first your hair turned white on that spot of your skin. And then the skin turned white. So locher is tor. It's not a negus. Now you're not tor. What's going to be sophic? Let's say you don't know which one came first. All of a sudden you see both of them are there. And you have a doubt which one came first. So here's the machlekes. Tommy, Tanakam holds your tummy. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a keya. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's lighter. What does that mean to say keya? The Yomar Rabba, keya v'tor. That Rabbi Yeshua holds in such a case. When I sophic, the neger is tor. So it could be this was the machlekes. That maybe it's an hedge and agadola paskin like Yeshua. They paskin take him in a sophi, the din is Yitor. And the Zaki Mamre came a paskin like Yitomei. So it's good what the pasuk could be talking about, o machloikis in nega le nega. Same thing could be beniga batin, same thing. And the grammar comes in your house, also could be machloikis in din like this. Ki ho plukla, we learn like this. The Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Rabbonin. Machloikis, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, the Rabbonin. The Tanakh learn like this. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Oimer. Li'oilom eina bayis tamei. When does your house become tamei if you have a nega? Li'oilom eina bayis tamei. Ad shiyiro kishnei grisin. You have to see the size of two grisin. You have to see the size of two gris. That's like a bean, like a nickel, let's say. That has to be the size al shnei avonim on two different stones of the house. B'shnei stone, each stone is a different corner of the house, a different wall. The Karen Zov is in a corner. The kid says he holds the house only becomes tamei if in a corner of the house, on two opposite sides of the wall, there's a gris, like a white spot, came on both sides.
Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.
When does your house become tamei if you have a nega? The only main abai is tamei. You have to see the size of two grisin. You have to see the size of two gris, that's like a bean, like a nickel, let's say. There has to be the size of shnei avonim on two different stones of the house. B'shnei stone, each stone is a different corner of the house, a different wall. The Karen Zov is in a corner. The kid says he holds the house only becomes tamei if in a corner of the house, on two opposite sides of the wall, there's a gris, like a white spot, came on both sides. All kokeshnei gris has to be long, the size of two grisin. For rochpay, the width has to be kagris. That's what Reb Lezer Reb Shimon holds. That's the only time your house becomes tamei. Now, my time. What's the reason of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? Because Ksiv the pasuk says kir. It says if the neger comes in the wall of your house. Also, Ksiv it says also not pasuk says kirois, walls. So, question is, Ezel kir shukeshnei kiris. What like come out like one wall that looks like two walls? Heavy yom is like Karen service, it means like a corner. So kids, it means like a corner over here. So this is the machlokes, when does the house become tamei? So according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, it's only tamei, the neger came in mamish in the corner of the house, on both sides of the wall there, or gris on both sides. So again, it could be that's the machlokes, that the Zokin Mamri Paskin is like him, and the Sanhedrin Paskin not like him. So it's good, even though both are halachas in the goyim, it passed the machlokes. And Benigay begot the most of the same thing. If the neger comes upon your clothing, a white spot on your clothing also, the pluk to the Reb Yonasan ben Aftul, Miss Rabbanan, could be told that machlekes. The Tanya learned like this, Reb Yonasan ben Aftul, Miss Eimer. Minan, how do we know to say, Laprichav begodim shi Torah? Let's say a white spot spreads over the whole beged, not just on part of your beged, but over the whole beged, a white spot spreads. How do we know to say that you Torah also? Nema karachas agabachas begodim. Sounds like a karakas, a gabakas, like a bald spot by begodim. The Nemar also says Karachav Zagabachav Biyotim. This is a bald spot by an Odom. So Mal Halan, just like over there by an Odom, the Locher is Porach Bakulator. If an Odom has a neger on his body, but the neger spreads over his whole body, so Torah says he's Tor. Is Afkan by the God of Mosul, he holds the same thing. By the God of Mosul, he holds the same Malachom that Porach Bakulator. That if the white spot spreads over the whole beggar, it becomes Tor. So Kubis also machlekes. It's a hedgeragdor, the paschal, like Yenis and Ben Aftomis, that the beggar is Tor. And then his lucky Mamre comes back and he paschals, no, he paschals the beggar is still Tame. So could you grab a machlekes? But the question is, there, Lohoch over here, by Dam Nid over here, E Dam Tor, Lek, if you want to tell me there's no Mitzis, there's no case, that Dam could come out from an Isha that she's still Tor, but rather every dam that comes out, no matter what color it is, she's always tamei. So, but my pligi, what can be the machlokes? Like, how does Bezna go to Paskin, she's tamei? And Akel Zakamamre says she's Tor. If you want to tell me, it's only a question to know between dam nida and dam zavam, so it's not a question whether she's Tor or not. It's a shal in different halachas. But Akel be a machlokes between dam la dam between us and Zakamamre. So, yeah, but my pligi, the Mark says, the right, still, Umimarik Mursa still says Umimai. Good. So kids, that you have a proof to say from this prospect being Dam Ladam, that there have to be some differences. That certain Dam is Tomei, and certain Dam she remains Tor. So therefore, that's the Machloika to Zokin Mamre, he passed one way, and Sanhedrin passed in the other way. So good, so you have a right from this prospect that certain Dam is Tor, and certain Dam is Tomei. Now the question is, though, Umimai, how do we know to say at the Hani Torim that the other color is not red as Tor? Vani Tumeim, and only red colors are Tumeim. How do you know to say that? So Rabbu says like this, the Pasuk says, Malachim, Vayiru Moyev Es Hamayim Adoimim. He saw the water, Moyev Es Hamayim Adoimim, the red water, Kidam. So, Lameim, you want to tell me, Didam Odemu. Says he saw the red water, they're like blood. Mashma, that blood is red. So if so, that's the proof in this Pasuk that there must be the red is Tumeim. Maybe Aina Ed the Masuloi, if so, maybe only pure red. Or Rashi says maybe only the reddest. Only maybe the reddest color, maybe that dam is Tamei. But anything less than the reddest, maybe it shouldn't be, should be Tor. Even a lighter red should be Tor. And how come the Mishnah says there are five colors of red is Tamei? Some of Ravua says like this, some of Ravua, the Postik says Domeho Domeh. Says two times the word Domeh Lashon Rabbim, as if to say a rain kanabo. There are four different types of blood that says that she's Tamei. It says the time Demer twice, and each one is like two, so there's four different types of Tamei. So Rosh still asks, I vo'anan chamisha tanan. We learned in the Mishnah five types of Tamei. So how could you tell me, how could you tell me from this passage Demer, four, we learned five. So Moran says, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Shochor. Not that the Mishnah says black, it's not really a color by itself. Black blood, the pshat is Odomu. Really, when it was in the body, it was red. Elishaloka, Rashi says, when it comes out of the body, it gets hit like it changes colors. So black looks black now. It's not the pshat, that's the way it was in the body. In the body, it was real red. So really, shocher is only red, it turned black. Therefore, it's not a new color, that's why it's telling me. And Tani Nam Yochel, look at this also. Shocher Gecheris, black means like this type of a real black paint, thing is called like a... paint they use for the boots, like a boot paint is cheres. So something like that, that's real black, that's tummy. Yes, sometimes it means like ink, like real black ink. Yeah. Is omic mikana, if it's darker than this, then tummy. Deyo mikana, if it's lighter than that. Filokochol, even though it's still like black paint, it's still like kochol, just not like real dark ink. But still like something, so still the locker is Tor. So, and why? The shocher is there, that is black, it says clearly. Loi, don't think to say, Mitzilasu shocher, the real at the beginning, it was so black, don't think like that. Elikashenekar, who mishmashkir, just when the discharge, when it comes out of the body, that's when it became black. Moshul is an example like, Moshul Adamaka, the blood that comes out from a wound. That Likashenekar Humashkar, after the blood comes out of the body, then it comes out looks like black. So that's the pshat from this black, it's not really colored by itself, but the Maisa, it was red inside the body, just when it comes out, that makes it red. Yeah. Now, Beishami says in the Mishnah, Af kumemi tilsin. Even the water that looks like this fungerite, some may call it, this type of a growth. So the question is, for left leg by shame de mer harekan abor, like how come he says more than five? Like we only have the psukim to say de mer really is only four colors. And even black we have to answer really was red. So how could Beshame add on another two colors of this tilsin and this abosatzli? So the answer is the boys in one territory could be left. Beshama doesn't ask him from the words domer, domer. Maybe he has different Kabbalah, how he knows to say that. Maybe there are attacked the six or seven colors that are Tamei. That's one teretz. The boys him, another teretz could be Islu, that really Beshama also agrees to this drosha of domer, domer. But just like we answered before, Milo Yomar Bechlin, Vigor Bechlin answer that Shoch or black, Odomo, really it's red, Ela Shaloka got hit. That they are Hinami also, Milko Deloki. Like these colors, he also bought. It's not really a new color of red. The pshat is when this dam was inside the body, was also red like the other ones. Just when it came out, it turns colored a little bit. So now it looks like this water of tilsin, or like this juice, comes out of the red meat. But even though it's a drop different now, not the pshat, that's the way it was inside the body. Maybe it was inside the body, would be tor. Just when inside, it was really red. Now when it came out, it got a little bit of color, it changed. So that could be pshat and beishamai. The Mishnah says though they still line me time. He will says no, these last two colors is Torah. So question we're asked is the Khura Hino Tanakama is the same look like the Tanakama. The Tanakama also only says five and not the next two. So Mars is still equal, still a difference.